Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The dam is breaking for the Bidens, and as it goes for the Bidens, so it goes for the Democrats and for other leftists. If you invest in junk, you get junk. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. There's a story that broke the other day. It was in the Daily Mail, and there's a group out there that looks for controversies, and they're called Marco Polo. It's run by a former Trump guy. And I got to tell you, I'm glad this guy exists. He's kind of another James O'Keefe, if you will. But here's how this reads. Biden is listed as an accomplice in six alleged white-collar crimes in an explosive 634-page report on the contents of Hunter's laptop. And they call this organization a right-wing transparency organization. Do you have to put right-wing on it? They're a transparency organization, much like not Citizens for Government Waste, but yeah, something like that, right? That doesn't care about the politics. If it's government waste, it doesn't matter who did it, Republican or Democrat. Anyway, Adam Andrzejewski runs this other organization. I'm trying to remember what they're called. But they're right wing, but they care about the country, and they look at any waste. And I can tell you, they don't care. They really don't. Anyway, they said the incendiary report by nonprofit Marco Polo details accusations of 459 allegedly committed by Hunter Biden, including prostitution offenses, distribution and possession of drugs, defrauding government agencies, illegal foreign lobbying, and money laundering. On any of those by themselves, you can only imagine what we'd be talking about. It would be dominating the news cycle. I mentioned the other day that Mark Kelly, senator here in Arizona, has been accused of insider trading. And what stock was he trading? Chinese stocks. Story barely. Let me tell you, if this were any Republican family, particularly a high profile one, it would be all over the place. I found it in one news source, and generally when you find it in one news source, you got to question it. You go, I don't know, could be fake. It's not fake. It's a legitimate news source. I think it was not MSNBC, but it was somebody. So one story about this, and they talked about all the different congressmen and senators who were caught up in this money laundering thing, that they happened to all sell this stock. Not the same stock, but different things they did at convenient times. Now, I've talked about that also with respect to Wu Flu, how a bunch of health officials seemed to know the trigger that was going to happen with the lockdowns, and they all got out of their pharmaceutical or their other stocks during the period of the lockdown. Very good timing. Kind of went to the Hillary Clinton School of Commodities Training. So 459 alleged crimes over a host of things, any of which should get you looked at, indicted, some form of examination. And these people will try to ignore it. They said this. The report published by founder Garrett Ziegler, 26-year-old former Trump White House aide, claims that Joe Biden is complicit in tax evasion. He didn't do it more than once. Well, I mean, tax evasion. You know what I'm talking about. Violation of the Presidential Records Act and Foreign Agents Registration Act. Using non-public information from a governmental job for financial gain. So Joe Biden's declaration, I didn't do anything, I don't know anything about my son's dealings, blatant lie, which, of course, everything that comes out of that clown's mouth is a blatant lie. But they say all these happened between 2010 and 2016. And they documented them. They said that the report comes days after DailyMail.com reported a White House lawyer had sent Hunter Biden and his business partners emails about then VP Biden, his taxes in 2010, calling into question his claim that he had no financial link to his son. So what this organization did is they went through all these emails, they went through text, they went through pictures from Hunter Biden's abandoned MacBook Pro in painstaking detail. And they say it is designed, according to Ziegler, as a guide for both law enforcement and congressional investigators for what to subpoena to build a criminal case. I love it. This thing's taken a lot of time, but somebody did it, I don't have that kind of mind. I don't. I have a big picture mind, and I've been forced to kind of backfill. I'm the dreamer. I can tell you what to do. In fact, I had a politician come up to me just yesterday, and he said, you know, Kevin, this happened. And I went, what? I said, man, you need to make a little video of this and do this. And the couple that was with us, it was a big event, but the couple that was standing next to us said, oh, my gosh, that is such a – you're so right. That's the thing to do. Oh, you want to know what it was, by the way? He said whenever he would say something like you need to, let's say, come check out my website at blah, 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 and it had like an N in it. It would say something like, it would refer to Netflix and its owners. It wouldn't let him make a conservative message on Google Translate. Oh, that's what it was. He was trying to translate a sentence to a voter who only spoke Spanish. That should tell you all you need to know here in Arizona. But he was saying something like, listen, you should consider voting for me or whatever. And it would translate it into, be sure to watch this movie on Netflix. And he did. And I said, you need to do it on camera and show people that Google Translate may be stopping conservative messages. And that was when the lady goes, oh, my gosh, that's such a great idea. So anyway, that was what we were talking about. So let's go back to Joe Biden. We know he's a liar. We know he's been involved with Hunter Biden. We know he's the big guy. We know all these things. And now the British news source, the Daily Mail, is getting around to bringing this stuff up. And it all comes back to, are we finally getting to the point where the Democrats are saying we got to throw somebody under the bus? But strategically, you can't throw the big guy under the bus just yet. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Optimal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are talking about the report that was issued by a group called Marco Polo, run by a guy named Gary Ziegler, former Trump administration aide, who painstakingly went through Hunter Biden's MacBook that he left. And that information they gathered was put into a form for law enforcement and for Congress in such a way that they could build a criminal case. They would know exactly what to subpoena from the Biden family in order to build this case. Because there's no question, not a question in anybody's mind about the guilt of Hunter Biden in certain areas. None. You couldn't have a question about it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Hunter Biden is being accused of 459 crimes, including prostitution offenses. Small. I don't care about that. Distribution and possession of drugs. I don't care about that either, except that a drug-fueled Hunter Biden certainly compromised this nation when Joe Biden was vice president and, again, when he was cheated into the presidency. Now, here are the ones that get to the crux of it. Defrauding government agencies, illegal foreign lobbying, and money laundering. See, they've been trying to sugarcoat this. I'll play you a clip from MSNBC. They want you to believe all Hunter did was he may not have paid all his taxes. So it's just strictly he didn't pay all the taxes problem.
Ken, you used some language in there. People are familiar with the case. I've been hearing for quite some time. I'm sure you've been hearing for quite some time, at least over the last couple of months, that at least on the tax issues, the feds are pretty confident that they have what they need for the tax charges, that this is open and shut. It's not like proving, despite the fact that those numbers that we heard that he got from China and his work in Ukraine, those are outrageous numbers, but that's been more of a lift to prove corruption there. They could do it, but from what I hear, I said they could try to do it. From what I hear, though, on the tax issue at least, the feds are pretty confident they have an open and shut case against him. Is that what you're hearing?
That's the reporting. Actually, we at NBC News, we tried very hard to talk to people familiar with the case who would neither confirm nor deny this Post report. But as you know, Joe, I mean, tax cases are not all that difficult. He paid a $2 million tax bill last year, so he was in arrears on his taxes. The question with those cases is always, when does it become criminal tax evasion? And there's a lot of prosecutorial discretion about that. There's a lot of people who evade taxes who are never prosecuted criminally. So that's going to be a big issue in this case. In terms of like corruption, conflict of interest, we've never heard a hint that there were potential criminal charges there, because Hunter Biden wasn't an office holder. It's perfectly legal for him to take money from foreign governments as long as he wasn't inappropriately giving them information from his family or something. There's no hint of that. As bad as it looks, we should all acknowledge it looked terrible. He did this while his father was vice president and in charge of Ukraine issues, and he was taking $50,000 a month from that energy company, but no hint that he was ever going to be charged on that count. But again, yes, the tax charges, it's a fairly simple proposition. But now it all comes down to, what is this U.S. attorney in Delaware who was appointed by Donald Trump? What is he going to decide on this case?
Inquiring minds would like to know, what is that U.S. attorney in Delaware going to do? But notice how, so Scarborough's going, you know, feds are confident that they have what they need for the tax problem, tax case. I mean, it seems like that's pretty open and shut. It is open and shut. He avoided it. He did everything he could to avoid it criminally, not even, there's no sugarcoating it. That's what he did. Well, he paid a $2 million tax bill. You know, it's really funny how much money this crackhead can find at any given time. $2 million tax bill. Who gave him that money? That we've already heard, these are public statements, folks, of people going, oh, I'm paying off Hunter Biden's taxes, I'm paying all that. Well, isn't that income? So Friendly's are paying off his tax bills, and I guess what? Maybe buying his art for $500,000 a painting? Remember when we talked about that? How Merrick Garland had nothing to say about that? How is it that Hunter can make more money than the greats, the Monets and the Degas? I think you're getting your answer. So the guy asked this question. When does it become criminal? When you know, there's a lot of wiggle room. I mean, maybe he just forgot. Maybe he did, you know, didn't just, I mean, they're giving all kinds of excuses. So he asks, he says, well, you know, is there corruption? Is there conflict of interest? Well, there's not a hint of criminal charges. Well, I wonder why. Because I'll tell you this, if these were Trump's, you could bet there'd be more than a hint of criminal charges. There wouldn't be smoke. There'd be an inflagration or conflict. No, that's not the right word. A big fire. An inferno. I knew I was looking for something. And his excuse is, well, Hunter was not an office holder. Exactly right. What is he doing flying around making big deals to the degree where he could get a $2 million tax bill, get it paid off, And nobody wonder, was he maybe brokering a deal for access to his dad, who, by the way, is a bold-faced liar, who says, no, I don't know about my son's deals. My son's deals are his deals. I've never done anything. And it's funny, because you listen to Joe Biden, you listen to his lies, and you listen to his clip where he admits that's, hey, look, that's what you do. You're in politics. You don't think anybody's going to check this stuff out. You just say it. You make it up. My grandfather was an All-American. I mean, I could do more push-ups. I graduated tops in my class. Who's going to go look this stuff up? I don't know. Maybe a media doing its homework? Hey, media, is this thing on? When does it become criminal? When it involves a Biden. That's when it becomes criminal. Hey, the guy says, well, you know, if he didn't give out any different information, you know, in other words, if he wasn't selling the information so that another country could get benefit, well, then it's no big deal. But if he's doing it against the public, the taxpaying public, if he's feathering his nest, well, that's not any deal. It looks bad. I'll admit it. It looks bad. But there's no hint that he'll be charged on that. What will the U.S. attorney in Delaware decide? Well, I am curious what the U.S. attorney is going to decide in Delaware when you talk about everything that Hunter Biden did. His offenses. Forget the drug and the prostitution stuff. How about defrauding government agencies? How about money laundering? How about that percentage that goes to Joe Biden, a.k.a. the big guy? Well, now all 535 members of Congress have this information. And you know what I hope they do? Just in time for this new Congress to reconvene, that will be one where Pelosi doesn't hold a gavel, a congressman led by Republicans who hopefully will reveal, for example, the real January 6th hearings, where we find out that the FBI was complicit in setting people up to go into the Capitol and that the Democrats orchestrated the whole thing, and at the end of which Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler should have their butts rotting in a prison somewhere. I want those 535 members of Congress to do the right thing. Investigate what should be investigated, and particularly Hunter Biden and this story, and Joe Biden.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man behind the wheel in the Wisconsin Parade Massacre has been found guilty. It only took the jury a handful of hours to convict Darrell Brooks Jr. of intentional homicide after he plowed into a crowd of people at the Waukesha Parade in November 2021. There's a chance the San Francisco Bay Area will be hit with another sizable earthquake Wednesday. A 5.1 quake hit just before noon Tuesday, centered 12 miles east of San Jose. Experts say there could be a similar size quake Wednesday, with up to 15 others measuring at least 3.0 in the next week. Apple is set to fully switch over to USB-C chargers from the Lightning cable for its future iPhones. This comes after the European Union voted to enforce a common charging standard for all smartphones starting in 2024. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden's attorney called the Marco Polo information we've been talking about, where they have detailed the various crimes that Hunter and his dad, the big guy, Joe Biden, committed. He called it a package of libel. Well, if it's a package of libel, then sue them. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They're talking about a series of information that from 2010 to 2020 they gathered from Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, when the crackhead left his laptop at the repair shop, they took all this information and they chronically, you know, from a chronological, I'll make up my own words. They laid out all the things that happened when they took all the photos, you know, dated different things, all in an effort to prove what we already know. Joe Biden's crooked, his family's crooked, Hunter ran the family's crooked enterprise. And Joe Biden, the dummy that he is, the anachronism stuck in the days when you couldn't prove stuff because you didn't have all this information, he spits out, "I never do anything with my son's business. I had nothing to do with it. You know, he just did what he did." And everybody knows the only way a crackhead is going to do business is if his daddy is the vice president or the shoehorned fake president that we have sitting in there now. That's it. There's no other reason why somebody would deal with a crackhead and give him hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Anyway, they go on to talk about this. In one May 16 email highlighted in report, John Flynn, a senior advisor to VP at the time, Joe Biden, had a scheduled a call for him with the then Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and copied Hunter in the message. Hunter was on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma at the time. Now, why would you do that? Boss, 8:45 a.m. prep for the 9 a.m. call with President Poroshenko. Then we're off to Rhode Island, is what how the email reads. He says, Marco Polo claims that they were copying Hunter in the VP's schedule. It constitutes the use of non-public information from a government job for financial gain, and they tell you what parts that it violates. What it does show you is this idea that Hunter was like, oh, why would you copy a crackhead in your email? I'm just saying. Okay, I've got a meeting. I had a meeting the other day with a very important person in Arizona. So I send an email, you know, to my staffers and say, hey, listen, I'm going to be meeting with so-and-so. I need to be prepped for this or that. Oh, and copy my crackhead cousin, Pookie. Now, why would I be copying Pookie unless Pookie's taking crack to my friend? I mean, why would you do that? Of course you know you wouldn't do that. And get this. Flynn sent the message to an alias email that Joe Biden uses under the name of Robert Peter. So they didn't want this known. The report also claims that Joe illegally utilized his private alias email address under another pseudonym, Robin Ware, in a 2012 conversation with Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, who was then National Security Advisor to Joe Biden. The Presidential Records Act requires that Biden turn over all his official records, including government-related communications, to the National Archives and Record Administration for preservation. You think he put these in there? Hey, FBI, why don't you go raid Joe Biden's house and see if you can find this information? Oh, you know what? Don't bother. Marco Polo already put it together for you. Marco Polo claims that Joe Biden, was involved in attempted tax evasion by failing to declare to the IRS the alleged gift of thousands of dollars of his personal bills paid by Hunter's company. See, this is where it gets very salacious, and they are walking on eggshells, because if the Democrats were investigating Donald Trump and he had done this, we'd know all the dirty details. But we don't know anything now, right? Oh, yeah, we do. That was a trick question. Of course we know. We know exactly what they did. And see, Joe thinks he's slick. They'll cover it and we'll do it. Let me tell you, forensic accountants will easily figure out how all this was going down. The report, they say, points to June 2010 emails from Hunter's business partner in the Rosemont Seneca consultancy. Eric Schwerin lists $5,227 of bills, including home maintenance and insurance. He says, I'm not sure which ones are a priority, which should get paid out of my account, Schwerin wrote. Another email 5 days later shows money flowing between Hunter and Joe's accounts. Schwerin wrote, your dad's Delaware tax refund check came today. I'm depositing it in his account and writing a check in that amount back to you since he owes it to you. Now, that could indicate that Joe paid him back, but I don't think so. They said the 634-page report claims to have identified 140 business-related crimes by Hunter, 191 sex-related crimes, and 128 drug-related crimes. And here's what I'll tell you. I'll be magnanimous. You go ahead and take those 191 sex-related and 128 drug-related, but I'm feeling magnanimous. You go ahead and take your 319 sex-related and drug-related charges and get rid of them. But those 140 business-related crimes, you can't get rid of that. See, because those impacted us. None of those other things have to do with us. Those other ones did. Because what Hunter Biden did was he used us. He used the body politic of America and said, I'm going to profit off of you. He said, Hunter is already facing an FBI investigation over alleged money laundering, tax crimes, and illegal foreign lobbying. You think they're going to do something about that? Do you really believe that? See, we have a crooked FBI. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. Christopher Wray is complicit. And let me tell you what's happening right now. All these elitist politicos and these leftists of both parties are getting together. They're working with Christopher Wray. They're at cocktail parties and dinners, and they're subtly hinting how they want to handle this situation. And we've already gotten a glimpse. I played a clip earlier from MSNBC where they're saying, well, you know, if we can limit it to not paying his taxes, we can put this thing in a nice little bow and tie it, you know, a bow around it and say, okay, well, Hunter's already paid $2 million and he owes another $1.3 million or whatever. They'll come up with a number. They'll pull it from betwixt Hillary's buttocks, and they'll tell us what else needs to be paid. Then some fat cat will pay off his debt, and all will be well in the crazy world of leftist politics where there's two different types, levels of justice. There's justice for us, and then there's what they do, which is they get away with murder. This is where we are. I want to recap. If they do their job, and they take the painstaking actions of looking at every one of Hunter's transactions and what happened to Joe Biden's accounts. If they look at anything involving, and let me tell you something, between the crackhead and the brain dead moron, do you think they really did a great job of figuring out how to hide their money? I mean, are we talking about the most sophisticated criminal enterprise here, or are we talking about two dullards? I almost said the wrong thing there. Two dullards who can't figure out Joe Biden shakes hands with the air and thinks dead people are alive at different meets. And Hunter, well, do I really need to go into how crackheads are? If you haven't noticed, you haven't heard much about Hunter, have you? He's, managed to keep his profile pretty low these days. Well, considering he's in the middle, there's an FBI investigation about him. We've heard grand juries are being convened on his behalf. You'd think the media would be telling you a lot more about this guy. What's he doing? But you know what he's doing? He's going down slides butt naked at hotels paying $25,000 a night because he's living large. While most of America is suffering from under the inflation of his dad and the policies that of this crook that got put into office, while most people are passing a kidney stone every time they go to the gas pump, while people are fighting for fraudulent cases being brought against them, Hunter Biden is at a pool somewhere, at a chalet, you know, getting served grapes and wine by Guatemalan midgets as some LGBT eunuch fans him. Sorry for the visual, folks. This guy is crooked. We are so compromised under the Bidens, and I even alluded the other day, we're still sending billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine. Has anybody asked the question, you think maybe the Ukrainians know more about what's going on than they're letting on? Maybe Zelensky says, you know, I've looked at these laptop stuff, and I got to tell you, Joe, we need more money. We need more armaments to fight against Russia. We're sending billions of dollars to these people. Remember when Joe said, you know, I'll take my $1 billion and go home? Well, he can't say that anymore because too many Ukrainians have the goods on Hunter. Has that been brought up? I haven't heard anybody talk about it. You can bet if it was Donald Trump Jr., we'd be talking about it. His dad's over there sending all that money, you know, just to cover up for Hunter, to cover up for Eric or Don Jr. Well, I suggest maybe Joe Biden is asking Congress to pass legislation to keep the Ukrainians' mouths shut. All I can say, folks, is what's next? Do we really know?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely
accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there is no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
So you can see the media cabal. They're all saying the same thing. They were given their talking points, and they followed them. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Everybody, they did nothing wrong. Well, you know your son. You know, we understand that your son did nothing wrong. There have been no allegations tying you. All of them saying the same thing. Talking heads fed their media lines by the elitists who run the media and run this country and, frankly, run the world. And it used to be conspiratorial when you said things like that. If you had said that to me 20 years ago, but certainly 30, 40 years ago, I would have said, no way. Come on, Kevin Jackson. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Surely you jest, man. But when you hear it like that in the mashup, and from all over the country, all different people, all pundits, saying the same thing. But as we were looking at these different clips my producers got for the show, you should see this stuff. People covering for Hunter. People saying the laptop was fake. It wasn't real. People saying it was Russian misinformation. Hunter did nothing wrong, deflecting on the question when it was asked because they wanted to ignore it. See, because that's what Democrats do. That's what leftists do. That's what people who have something to hide do. They want to ignore it. See, if you're asked a question and you're not defensive, answer the question. I will tell you, I grew up defensive. I tell people this story all the time. If somebody said to me, Kevin, is that your car? Or if they said, Kevin, that's a nice car, I'd be like, well what? So would it not be a nice car? My immediate response was, what? Because it could be that it wasn't my car, or I didn't think the car was good. You know, whatever. I wouldn't just say, well, thank you. It was like I was watching some show and somebody complimented and said, hey, I really like the look that you put together, blah, blah, blah. And the person was kind of like, I forget who it was. I don't know the context, but the person would have said, can you just accept the compliment? Well, that's what it is when you're, and I'll use this as an example. If somebody compliments your dress, you think, oh, I guess this is the only outfit they've liked. Oh, I don't normally dress as good. Is that what you're telling me? You can't just go, thank you. Because your own insecurities come out. Well, Democrats will not answer the question because their insecurities are they are blatant liars. They lie to your face. Remember when they told us, we don't think this laptop is Hunter Biden's. Remember when Hunter, they asked him, was it his? Well, I mean, I really don't know if it's mine. I mean, it might be. I don't know. Are you kidding? He knew. Of course he knew, even if he was in a drunken stupor. He was cracked out, you know, whatever that you do. I don't know the terminology for drug heads. But he knew that was his laptop. And he knows all the things that he's done. Hunter Biden is the most genuine of the Biden family. The rest of you think Hunter is a prince compared to Joe. See, because Joe wants to lie to you and deflect and act like, oh, well, you know, my dad and my uncle and my cousins, everybody in the Biden family was the best in the world. His word is a Biden. Anyway, they all deflect. They were asked about his ties to China. Oh, no, no. You know, but Hunter, he let the cat out of the bag. He got scared one time, and he literally said he was in bed with the Chinese, the biggest spy. He was worried about them coming down on him, and he should be.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ho, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the fucking largest fucking LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and the father, without telling me.
Welcome back, folks. I'm not telling the FBI how to do their job, but here's Hunter telling you what he did wrong. The Washington Post, they referenced in this article that, because we're talking about this article that came from a group called Marco Polo. And they're saying, we took this laptop apart. We prepared a 634-page report that details all these crimes committed by the Bidens, Hunter and Joe, probably could involve Jack as well. Jack! Sound like it was Christopher Walken. Jack! Anyway, could probably indict the entire Biden family, even though I don't know if it mentions Joe showering with little Ashley. But look at the story goes on. The Washington Post reported this month that agents believe they have enough evidence for Delaware prosecutor David Weiss to charge Hunter with tax and gun crimes. Tax and gun crimes? No, they have enough evidence to charge him with tax and money laundering. Now, if they're putting money laundering and doing business with foreign governments, not as a registered lobbyist and all this other stuff, then yes. But even the gun crimes, I'll tell you this. I'll throw that in with the other 319 prostitution and drug-related charges that they could file against Hunter. I'll toss that out because, again, the one that is most egregious has to do with taxpayers, has to do with leveraging the American taxpayer for your own personal good. Can you imagine if every politician that got elected did that? If every time these guys took one of these boondoggles over to some country, we had to worry about what deal are they cutting using us as leverage? I don't know about you, but I saw a speech by, I know you may not have seen the speech, but Reagan said, they always talk about in other countries the masses. He says, in America, we don't have the masses. We have individuals, and you matter. You count. And despite what these leftists try to do by separating themselves out as elitist, you matter. So I tell you all the time on this show, you are much more important than you think. You think, oh, Kevin, I click a button, I listen to your show. No, you do more than that. You talk. You're moving around with other people. You're influencing. And whether you believe it or not, people within your satellite, people within your radius, in your universe, see you. They watch you. They want to be you. They emulate you. It could be your kids, grandkids, friends. Who knows? You're bigger than you think. Anyway, they go on to talk about this. They say this shocking document also makes outright accusations of criminality by Hunter and his associates. They allege that the Biden family confidant, Rob Walker, laundered $6 million from the Chinese business partners through his company, Robinson Walker, LLC, to Hunter. Would that surprise anybody? The way these guys try to do stuff, like I said, this is a simple thing to do. It runs on a very simple principle that we've all known about for decades. Follow the money. If they follow the money, the Biden family is in prison.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.